You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My dear brothers and sisters, I know life can sometimes feel like it's too much to handle. There are moments when the weight of your problems feels so heavy that you wonder if you'll ever find a way out. Maybe you've been fighting through tough situations, and every door you knock on seems to stay closed. Perhaps you've been asking, "Where is my help? When will this end?" Let me remind you today, in simple words from my heart to yours, God will show you a way out. I know it might not feel like it right now. I know it feels like you're stuck, like every option has run out, like the walls are closing in. But God sees you, and He is not ignoring your cries. God is not blind to your pain, nor is He deaf to your prayers. He is already working behind the scenes for you. You may be facing challenges that you don't know how to overcome. You may have tried everything you know, and it still hasn't worked. Maybe it's financial trouble, maybe it's a problem with your health, or maybe you're just emotionally drained from everything you've been through. Whatever it is, God is saying to you today, "I will make a way for you. I have not forgotten about you." Sometimes, when we're going through hard times, it's easy to think we're alone, like God isn't aware of how much we're suffering. But I'm here to tell you that you are not alone. God is standing right there with you. Even if you can't feel Him, He's standing by your side, ready to lead you to the solution, to the breakthrough, to the light that you've been searching for. One thing you need to hold on to is this: God's ways are not our ways. He doesn't always lead us out of our problems in the way we expect, but that doesn't mean He's not working. It might be a path you never thought of before. It might be a door that seems small or impossible to notice. But believe me when I say this, God knows the way out. He sees every detail of your situation, and He knows exactly what needs to happen to bring you into victory. In Isaiah 43:19, it says, "I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Think about that for a moment. God says He's making a way in the wilderness, a place where it feels like there's no way out. In a wasteland, where there seems to be no hope, God is bringing streams of life and renewal. So, even in your darkest hour, even when you don't see a way, know that God is creating something new for you. He's bringing streams of solutions, streams of hope, streams of peace, even where it seems like none can exist. You may feel like you're in a dry place right now, but let me tell you, God is working to bring you through it. Now, some of you might be thinking, "But I've been waiting for so long. I've been stuck in this situation for years. How can I believe that God is going to change it now?" I understand your frustration, but I want to encourage you. God's timing is perfect. He may not come through when you expect it, but He always comes through at the right time. He knows what you need, and He knows when you need it. And while you're waiting, don't lose hope. Don't give in to the voice that says, "It will never happen for me." That's not the truth. The truth is, God is faithful. He's always been faithful, and He will continue to be faithful to you. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. he doesn't change, and his promises to you don't change either. In Jeremiah 29:11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This verse is not just some nice words to make us feel good. This is a promise. A promise that God's plans for you are for your good, even when your situation doesn't look good. God has a way out for you. He has a plan for your breakthrough. And it might take time, but trust that He's leading you to a future that's filled with hope, not despair. He's working on a solution that will bring you joy, not more pain. My friends, don't give up. I know the journey is hard, but God hasn't left you to figure it out alone. He's walking right there with you, showing you the way even when you can't see it yet. Keep trusting Him. Keep holding on to His promises. The way out is coming. He will lead you to it, and when He does, you will look back and see how faithful He's been all along. My dear brothers and sisters, let us continue to dive deeper into this message of hope, because I know many of you are in the middle of a battle. Some of you are feeling like you're at the end of your rope, like you've exhausted all your energy, and you're wondering how much longer you can hold on. Maybe you've been praying for a breakthrough, but it feels like the walls are closing in. You're tired, you're frustrated, and it seems like the way out is nowhere in sight. But I'm here to tell you again, God is faithful. He is not blind to what you're going through. He sees every tear you've cried, every sleepless night, every moment when you felt like giving up, and even when it seems like nothing is happening. God is working behind the scenes. He's preparing the path that will lead you out of your tough situation. Sometimes, the journey feels long because God is working on something greater than just solving your problem. He's not only preparing a way out, He's also preparing you for the next chapter of your life. He's building your strength, growing your faith, and shaping you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To the person you need to be for the future, He has planned for you. You might ask, why is it taking so long? Why am I going through this? It's easy to get lost in the why. But let me encourage you to shift your focus. Instead of asking why, start asking God, what are you teaching me in this season? How can I grow through this? You see, tough situations often reveal strength we didn't know we had. When everything is going smoothly, we don't always realize how strong our faith can be. But it's in the hard times, in the waiting, in the moments when we feel like we have nothing left, that we discover the power of trusting God completely. In Proverbs 3:5-6, we are reminded to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. This means that sometimes we won't understand why things are happening the way they are. But even when we don't understand, we can still trust that God is leading us in the right direction. He's straightening out the crooked paths. He's removing obstacles we can't even see. I want to tell you something important today. Your breakthrough might not look like what you expect. Sometimes we have this picture in our minds of how we want God to fix our situation. We have a plan, a timeline, and we expect God to follow it. But God's plan is often different from ours. And trust me, His plan is always better. Maybe you're praying for a financial breakthrough, and you're expecting money to show up in your account tomorrow. But maybe God is working on something bigger. Maybe He's positioning you for a new job, a new opportunity that will not only solve your immediate problem, but also set you up for long-term stability. Or maybe you're praying for healing, and while you're expecting an instant miracle, God is leading you to a deeper understanding of how to care for your body, your mind, and your spirit. He's working in ways you can't see yet. The point is, don't limit God to your own expectations. Be open to the way He chooses to bring your breakthrough. It might not happen in the way you planned, but it will always be exactly what you need. Sometimes God's way out for you is not about taking you around the problem. Sometimes He leads you through it, and that can be hard to understand. We want God to remove the pain, to make everything better right away. But sometimes He allows us to walk through the fire so that we come out stronger on the other side. But here's the key. You're not walking through it alone. God is right there with you in the middle of your toughest moments. He's holding your hand, guiding you, and giving you the strength to keep moving forward. You may not feel it, but His presence is right there, every step of the way. I know some of you are tired of waiting. You're tired of the struggle, but let me tell you something. God hasn't forgotten about you. Your situation is not too small or too big for Him. He cares deeply about what you're going through, and He's already lined up the solution. He's already planned the way out. But while you're waiting, don't stop believing. Don't stop praying. Don't stop trusting. Don't stop trusting that God is still in control, even when everything around you feels chaotic. In Psalm 46, 10, God says, "Be still and know that I am God." Sometimes in the middle of our struggles, we need to be still, not because we're giving up, but because we're surrendering the fight to God. We're saying, "God, I can't do this on my own. I need you to step in. I trust you to lead me out." Being still doesn't mean doing nothing. It means quieting the noise in your heart and mind so that you can hear God's voice more clearly. It means resting in the assurance that God is working, even when you can't see it. My dear friends, I want to continue where we left off, because I know how heavy your heart can feel when you're in the middle of a storm. It's easy to feel lost when everything seems to be going wrong. It's easy to doubt when the answers don't come quickly. But remember this, just because you can't see the end of the road doesn't mean God hasn't already planned the way out for you. You see, our God is a God of deliverance. He's always about leading His people out of dark places into the light. So if you're feeling surrounded by your troubles, if the pressure is building, let me remind you, God is with you in the middle of it. He's not going to leave you where you are. He will guide you, step by step, even through the toughest of situations. Sometimes when life is hard, we might feel abandoned, but God's love never leaves us. His love is constant, unchanging, and stronger than anything we're facing. And because of His great love for you, He's already working on your solution, even if you don't see it yet. Let's be honest. Waiting is not easy. The longer we wait, the more we start to question everything. You may wonder, why hasn't anything changed? Why is it taking so long? And that's a natural response. It's human to feel frustrated when the answers don't come quickly. But let me encourage you today. God's timing is always perfect, even when it feels delayed. In your waiting, God is working. He's setting things in motion that you can't see right now. It may feel like you've been stuck for so long, but know that God is preparing the way, a way that is better than what you could imagine. You might feel like the door is still closed, but trust me, God is about to open a new one, and when He does, you'll understand why He had you wait, why He didn't allow things to happen sooner. God's plan is always greater than what we can see in the moment. I want to talk to those of you who feel overwhelmed by your circumstances. Those of you who are tired of fighting the same battles over and over. Maybe it's a financial burden that just keeps piling up. Or maybe it's a health issue that hasn't gone away. Maybe you're struggling with relationships. Or you're just tired of feeling like you're not enough. Whatever it is, I want you to hear this. God is making a way out for you. Sometimes, when you're stuck in a tough place, it feels like you're walking in circles. You try different things, but nothing seems to change. You start feeling hopeless, thinking, what's the point? Why am I even trying? But even in that place of despair, God is working. He hasn't forgotten about you, and He hasn't given up on your situation. In times like these, it's easy to feel like your prayers are hitting a wall. Maybe you've been praying for a long time, asking God to step in and change things. But nothing has happened yet. I know how discouraging that can be. But let me tell you something. Your prayers are not in vain. God hears every single one of them, and He's moving in ways that you don't even know yet. Your breakthrough might be closer than you think. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, God is faithful, and He will not let you be tested beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. What a promise. This verse is telling us that even when we feel like we can't handle any more, God will make a way for us to get through it. He won't let the weight of your situation crush you. He's got a plan to bring you out of it. But here's the thing. You have to trust Him in the process. I know that's easier said than done. When we're in the middle of a storm, it's hard to see beyond the rain. But faith means believing that God is working, even when we can't see it. Faith means trusting that He's making a way, even when we're standing at what seems like a dead end. I want to encourage you today to take your hands off the wheel. I know you're trying so hard to fix everything, to solve all your problems on your own, but sometimes we need to step back and let God take control. You don't have to figure it all out. You don't have to have all the answers. God is the one who holds the key to your breakthrough. He knows exactly how to lead you out of your tough situation. The more you try to control everything, the more stressed and frustrated you become. But when you surrender your situation to God, when you let Him lead, you'll find peace in knowing that you don't have to do it alone. God will carry you through. Right now, I want you to imagine the weight being lifted off your shoulders. Imagine all your worries, your fears, and your stress being placed into God's hands. Let Him take over. You don't have to fight this battle by yourself. You've got a loving Father who is ready to step in and make a way where there seems to be no way. My friends, I know many of you are carrying heavy burdens right now. You've been walking through a valley that feels endless. The situation you're facing may seem impossible, and it may look like there's no way out, but I want to remind you of something so important. God is not limited by what you see. He is not limited by what's happening around you. God is bigger than your situation, and He is more powerful than the problems that are weighing you down. Some of you might be thinking, but I've tried everything. I've prayed. I've done all I can. Why hasn't God fixed this yet? And it's a fair question. When we've exhausted all our efforts, it's easy to feel discouraged. But I want you to know that even when it feels like nothing is changing, God is still working. There's a purpose behind the process you're going through right now. I know it's hard to see it when you're in the middle of the storm, but God doesn't waste anything. Every tear, every prayer, every moment of pain, it's all working together for something greater. It's building your strength, deepening your faith, and preparing you for the breakthrough that's on the way. You see, sometimes the way out isn't immediate. Sometimes God allows us to stay in the tough situation longer than we want because he's doing something inside of us. He's teaching us patience, perseverance, and trust. He's shaping us into the people we need to be for the future he has planned. Let me tell you something that might change the way you see your situation. God is not only focused on solving your problem, he's also focused on preparing you for what's next. The way out is coming, but the growth that's happening inside you right now is just as important. Think about it this way. If God gave you the way out right now, would you be ready for the next level? Would you have the strength, the wisdom, and the faith to handle what comes after? Sometimes, God delays the breakthrough because he's making sure you're fully equipped for the next season of your life. I know it's not easy to wait. We want the answer now. We want the relief now. But trust me, God's timing is perfect. And while you're waiting, he's working on things that you can't even see yet. He's arranging opportunities, opening doors, and setting things in motion that will blow your mind when the time comes. You see, the waiting season is not a wasted season. It's a time for preparation. It's a time for you to draw closer to God, to deepen your faith, and to trust him like never before. And while you're in this season, God is shaping you for something greater. Some of you might be feeling like your situation is hopeless. Maybe you've been waiting for so long that you're starting to lose faith. You're starting to think that things will never change. But I'm here to remind you today that with God, nothing is impossible. He is the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. He is the God who turns impossible situations into testimonies of his power and love. When you feel like you're at the end of your rope, that's often when God steps in and does the miraculous. When you've done all you can, and there's nothing left but to trust him, that's when you'll see him move in ways you never expected. In Isaiah 43:19, it says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." This verse is a powerful reminder that God is always at work, even when we can't see it. He is doing something new, even in the dry and barren places of your life. He is creating a path where there seems to be none, and he's bringing life to the places that feel hopeless. I know it might not feel like it right now, but your situation is not too far gone. It's not too broken for God to fix. He's the God who brings dead things back to life. He's the God who takes what seems like an impossible situation and turns it into something beautiful. So, what should we do while we're waiting for God to show us the way out? How do we keep going when the weight feels too heavy? First, keep trusting. It's easy to trust God when things are going well, but real faith is trusting him when everything seems to be falling apart. Real faith is saying, "God, I don't understand what's happening, but I know you're in control. I know you're working, even when I can't see it." Second, keep praying. Don't let the enemy silence your prayers. Even when it feels like your prayers are going unanswered, keep praying. Keep crying out to God because he hears every word. Your prayers are powerful, and they are moving things in the spiritual realm, even when you don't see it. Third, keep believing in the promise. God has promised that he will never leave you or forsake you. He's promised that he will make a way out for you. Hold on to that promise. Even when everything around you is telling you to give up, God is faithful to His word, and He will do what He said He would do. Lastly, keep moving forward. Even if you don't see the way out yet, don't stop moving. Take one step at a time. Trust that God is guiding you with every step you take. You may not know where the path is leading, but God does, and He's walking with you every step of the way. So, my dear friends, remember that God is making a way out for you. It may not come in the way you expected, and it may not come when you wanted it to. But it is coming. God is faithful, and He will not let you stay in this tough situation forever. He's leading you to a place of peace, a place of breakthrough, and a place of victory. Now let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You, trusting in Your power and love. We ask for restoration in every broken area of our lives. Heal our hearts, our relationships, and the parts of us that feel lost. Bring peace where there is pain. We pray for healing in our bodies, minds, and spirits. Touch us with Your healing hand and restore us to health. Let Your strength flow through us. Lord, we ask for financial breakthrough. You know our needs and the burdens we carry. Open doors of provision, guide us in managing our resources, and bless us with what we need. Finally, Father, we ask for Your protection. Guard us, our families, and everything we care about. Keep us safe from harm and guide us through every challenge. We trust in You, knowing You will lead us to victory. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.